You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering.
We're playing Russian roulette with nature. Make no mistake about that.
That voice, former Massachusetts State Senator Bill Golden, who now works with the Regional Storm Surge Working Group. He and many others say the ocean is coming for Boston's Seaport District. That's the message of Boston Globe reporter David Abel's new film, Inundation District. So what happens when it gets here, and what does it mean for all of us? David Abel is here in Studio 2. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Seaport's going to flood.
Well, a lot of coastal cities are going to flood. The Seaport is especially vulnerable. And what I think is distinct about this place from many other vulnerable coastal places is that it was built and is still being built at a time when we have been well aware of the dangers of building at sea level, on landfill, hard on the coast, and for a variety of reasons, in the bullseye of rising sea levels. And that is in a city that probably has more climate scientists per capita than any other city on the planet.
You know, it strikes me, David, ever since Watergate, we have this, what did they know and when did they know it mantra that we often hit. And that seems to be the theme of this film is, wait, we did know, we do know, we know it now, and yet.
And yet we are still building. We are planning to expand the current development space there by millions of square feet in the coming years. And yet there is still no protection from a major storm surge event like we saw with Hurricane Sandy. If that storm had arrived a few hours earlier, much of the Seaport and much of downtown Boston would have been inundated.
So I want to play a little sound here from the documentary Inundation District, and we're going to get to that name in a minute, which is really interesting, too. This is Steve Hollinger, who's a longtime Seaport resident and activist, with this element, this sound of sort of resignation that seems to come up often in the film.
I think that we're going to see lives lost. We're going to see significant treasure lost in terms of public assets. It's very frustrating for me to see the way the city has managed and continues to manage development in this neighborhood. It's been incredibly, incredibly short-sighted. I have multiple kayaks, so I'm not worried about surviving. But I think the question is, who won't come out okay? Who ultimately will be left holding the bag?
So there's a lot in there, David Abel. I have multiple kayaks when we're talking about city streets, the frustration of it, the sense that, there are residents who know and are watching this happen. And you also really capture sort of the speed at which the development has gone up. Talk about all of that. That's sort of that package of ideas that you present in Inundation District.
So I remember when I first moved to Boston some 20 years ago, this neighborhood was basically just abandoned warehouses, parking lots. It was nothing. It was just this windswept area. And like a lot of people, I have watched it with astonishment how quickly, in just really the last 10 years, this place of abandoned buildings and empty pavement is now this thriving urban district. And ultimately, what this film is about is, I would say, environmental justice or climate justice, in that it raises the question, who ultimately should pay to protect all of this development? Should it be the people of Dorchester, Roxbury, Jamaica Plain? Should we as residents have to cover the costs of all of this development to protect all of this development when we were well aware, when there were many climate scientists saying, hey, you are building in a flood zone? And right now, that question, we don't know the answer to. And then the other question is, who should pay when the eventual flooding will come? And it's going to come.
So we're talking with David Abel of the Boston Globe. This is the Globe documentary Inundation District. I want to pick up on two things you said, and I'm going to play two more pieces of sound here from Inundation District. The first is Reverend Mariama White-Hammond, who's Boston's Chief of Environment, Energy, and Open Space. And here is what she said about the city's need in terms of prioritizing as it addresses the seaport crisis.
What we need to make sure is that the people who have done the least damage to the planet are not the ones that pay the heaviest price. I think what you're seeing in the seaport is not at me, in our city, in our country, in our world. We are continuing to more or less try to leave intact a way of being we know is leading us to peril.
A way of being that we know is leading us to peril. And staying with this environmental justice theme that you just sounded in your comments too, David, you feature a man who is struggling with homelessness, Nathan Wyatt, throughout the film. He talks about his up-close and personal view of rising tides. Here is some sound from him.
This one was weird. It happened within a minute and a half. I didn't see it coming. It started springing through the middle of the dock. I'm not going to probably be sleeping here for much longer because, you know, it's crazy, God.
A displaced person displaced again. And I want to point out for listeners, in almost every clip from Inundation District that we've played, there's water in the background. And you have so much footage of streets in the seaport already underwater from storm events.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're only going to see it increase. I mean, we have seen a rapid acceleration of rising seas and flooding events just in the past 20 years. And that, unfortunately, is going to increase at an accelerating rate. We're looking at between 4 and 7 feet of sea level rise by the end of the century if we don't do anything substantial to change our trajectory of the amount of fossil fuels we're pumping into the atmosphere. And at worst, and that worst case scenario, each time scientists produce a report looking at this gets worse. So in just last year, scientists at the University of Massachusetts looking at the prospect of rising seas in our city have projected that the worst case scenario would be 50% worse than the previous time they looked at that question 5 years before. And that worst case scenario would put rising seas at some 15 feet above what they are today.
So you point out in the film that in 2021, building codes went into effect that would affect, that would require developers to build, 5 feet up? My basic question is it enough? The 2021 thing, is it enough so that at least new stuff will reflect the reality?
The reality is no. It doesn't seem to me that the current regulations would be sufficient. I think they get us to about where scientists project that seas, that our highest tides will be in around by 2070. So that doesn't seem like the existing regulations, and I can't tell you off the top of my head the inches amount, but it doesn't take us far enough. And we are learning more and more about the accelerating melt of glaciers on Antarctica and in Greenland. And if those glaciers continue to melt at the rate they are today, and what even recent studies in the past week or two have suggested about the instability of those glaciers, we could be looking at worst case scenarios.
Okay, before I crawl under the table and start sucking my thumb, right, we'll look at a little bit of innovation
it's
here.
It's hard, it's depressing.
Right, in our last minute or two, you know, you do, Inundation District is a play on Innovation District, that's the name of the documentary. You look at some interesting solutions. One that captured us was the Emerald Tutu Project, these grass growths that can be strung out. We had actually spoke at WBUR. We spoke with project leader Gabriel Sierra, lead scientist Julia Hopkins, who described it to WBUR last year.
Fundamentally, it's like a giant sponge that fits around urban coastlines like we have here in Boston, quite a lot of them. And it just buffers those coastlines from the intense effects of coastal storms.
We can add more, we can add less, we can pull them closer together, we can move them further apart. We can maintain it such that you can keep pace with storms, rising sea levels, and things that would happen with climate change.
So I'm on a hard clock here in our last 30 seconds. Can we innovate our way out of this?
Very good use of a pun there. We could spend billions of dollars building a wall around Boston Harbor, which we have studied, and that is possible, and that could eventually protect the city of Boston and other coastal communities in the area along Boston Harbor. That is a possibility, but that comes with a lot of environmental and economic questions. So I'm not sure that's the best idea, but there are things that we can do. There are protections we can take. We just have to make those decisions, and we have to make them soon.
All right. David Abel, Boston Globe reporter, director of Inundation District. Fascinating documentary. Got my heart rate up, that's for sure.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.